Because as I say, I'm comparatively new, because we lived in the province.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Mrs. Connor. Do you know Mrs. Connor at the Elk Creek intersection there?
I know Amber.
Yeah. Well, she had the old record to that other Methodist church on the other side there on Elk Creek. And it went way back. But it, you know, it was had a lot of cornets in it going way back. And those that family. But I guess ours lived over here, so they went to this church probably.
Well, I one thing I don't think, you know, first one person and then another, and I don't want those books because anymore I don't go to church.
Yeah.
Since my husband died, I don't drive and I don't have a way of going. And I've been trying to get rid of those books for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Because through the years they have not been, you can see they've just been kind of messed up.
Yeah. You're wanting to get rid of it?
Yes, I do.
Well, we take it if you don't want it, but you you want someone around here to have it, though, I'm sure.
Have to go back to the church.
Yeah.
And have to go back to the church.
Yeah.
And nobody wants it because they don't want to be responsible for it. So.
Yeah, I can see that, too. Maybe you could give it, well, I don't know if they'd want it at the courthouse or not. I've got an idea. You could send it to the Virginia State Library.
Why would I do that?
Why? It'd always be there then. And then they could microfilm it, and they'd always have it on record. If anything ever happened, they could send it back to you. They'd probably be glad to do that. Maybe. Something like that. You know, they microfilm a lot of old records. Well, maybe we'll go on up and talk to that Val Green again. He might know something else.
He might know something. Boys tell the boys, don't tell the men, don't.
Yeah.
Val is blind.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
And I don't know, he's, he has more time.
Yeah.
And he just might know more than they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll go up there and talk to them then. How you reckon? Sure appreciate your time and your...
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't help you any more than I could. All I could do is just show you the old records. And,
yeah.
And they're not old enough.
No, they're not. We need records before 1860. I saw one of the Thomases of 1866, and that's almost far enough back, but not quite. But...
Well, thanks anyway.
Well,
yeah, thanks very much.
You're just welcome, and I'm just sorry that I couldn't help you anymore.
Well, you helped us some. Yeah. It's nice meeting you.
Yes, it's nice meeting you boys.
Well, I guess we'll take off then.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck.
Let me give you a card in case I ever write a letter down here or anything, you remember me.